Attention listeners, mark your calendars for Colorado Gives Day on December 10th. Support AfterSight and give to the causes you care about. Go to coloradogivesday.org/organizations/AfterSight between now and December 10th to make your donation.
Welcome to Blind Level Tech. This isn't just accessible tech talk. This is technology on a whole new level. We're showing you just how possible it is to live the life you want.
What's up, guys, and welcome to another episode of Blind Level Tech. I am your host, Evan Starnes, joined by Kelvin Crosby.
Hey, so good to see you, even though I can't see you. It's another beautiful day in the neighborhood. Evan, how you doing, man?
You know, I'm doing pretty good. I'm just chilling here at the office. It's been kind of a slightly frustrating morning, but I'm through it. I'm here in front of this mic recording, and I'm happy to be here. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, as you said.
Exactly.
But yeah, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Been on a couple TV shows this last couple days, and things are ramping up on the See Me Kane side. We're getting ready to do our first test on the production line on some Louisiana. Yeah, I mean, it's quite interesting. It's been a whole new world for me over the last couple weeks, and it's just quite exciting to see how this all come together and See Me Get Kane coming alive, and my Deathline Potter stuff is coming alive, and I'm actually working on my book right now to hopefully get it out in the next couple months.
And that's so awesome.
Yeah, just keeping myself busy, man. If I just pick my nose, I ain't gonna get nowhere. So let's move into our pick of the week. So what is your pick of the week, Evan?
Well, my pick of the week, I'm actually using it right now. Been around for quite a few years, since like 2016. It's an add-on to the NVDA screen reader called NVDA Remote. And if you haven't heard of it, it's a great way to be able to control your a computer remotely and hear your speech and trigger smart speakers according to this thing. And it's really cool because I'm able to literally hit F11 on my keyboard and boom, I am accessing my computer at home in my bedroom. So
that's cool.
Super cool. What's your pick of the week?
Well, mine is not necessarily AT related, but it is something that if you have JAWS, and you or I think NVIDIA might have this too now, but is the Anchor Work webcam. And it's what I shoot all my radio show on and all of my any of my YouTube videos and all of that stuff. And the reason why I use it is the settings are accessible in the Anchor app that you download, and then you can program your lightings and all that stuff. And it's done for your computer. So if you need IRA help or you need something to remote into your computer, all that stuff, they can help make sure your shot's right. And it can live stream and do all the things that you need to produce a show or produce a YouTube video or anything like that. So the Anchor webcam, I guess, called the Anchor Work webcam. Yeah.
So absolutely. Yeah. No wonder they get such a good rap. And well, speaking of Ira, Kelvin, I know you've got your own business, the Blind Potter. You make your own pottery, but you use Ira. You're an Ira Explorer. So how do you use Ira to help you with run your business?
Yeah. So, I mean, when we dive into Ira, let's think about originally when Ira came out. And I've been an Ira Explorer since the early days when they had the Google Glass and you had to have your
old Ira phone or a hotspot.
Yeah, you had to have a hotspot and then connect it to your phone. And yeah, it was quite the journey on that one. But as it's grown, I found myself being self-employed. And so they have the Intuit Small Business Program. And I was using it all the time. And when I was starting to do that, I started realizing, what can I do to build my marketing, build my business, build the different things I need to do. And that's when kind of I started realizing there's more opportunity with IRA than I think most people realize. And I thought, you know, today would be a really interesting conversation. What do I use IRA to run my business? And I think one of the biggest things that I use IRA to run my business is just to make my workflow faster. So if there's a website, I know I'm only going to go there once. I'm just going to call IRA. Say, hey, can you help me buy these LED cobs that I need to put in the CME canes? Because I'm not going to come back to this website. So let's make this fast. I don't have to learn it. I don't have to do any short keys. And I'm done. I purchased it. Move on with life. And then, so for me, it's one of those, I can improve my workflow. Hold on.
That's awesome.
Can you guys hear the lawnmower?
Nope.
Okay, because the lawnmower guy just got here.
Yeah, no lawnmower.
Okay, just double checking. I mean, that kind of for me, Evan. I know you use it a little bit. Like, how have you seen yourself using it a little bit?
Well, I started using IRA back in probably like 2017. They just come out with the new IRA
Horizon.
What in the world is that? The Horizon kit. Yeah, no, it was sweet because it was a pair of glasses with a nice braided cable and some cameras, and it was hooked up to a modified Samsung phone running kind of their own little thing. And you could literally just hit a little button on the front of it, and it would call an IRA agent, and they could see through the glasses. So you could just put the phone in your pocket and kind of go about your day and just have the agent on standby pretty much. But I never had that, but I did become an IRA Explorer, and I didn't really, honestly, at the time, I didn't really use it a whole lot. I remember the very first time I actually used it was when I was going to Denver Union Station for the first time.
Yep.
Oh, man. And if you haven't been there before, it's a very long, kind of narrow station. You know, it looks like a bus station.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have all your gates, you have the train station, you've got all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And it was awesome because not only were they able to see, you know, exactly where I was with my camera, but they also had access to the dashboard so they could see my approximate GPS location. And it was even more cool because my agent at the time was like, oh yeah, by the way, you've got about 30% battery left on your phone too. So they can see that and let you know. It's super intuitive.
Yeah. Well, I think what's interesting is I've used IRA for as long as I have. I mean, it was 2014 since I've been using IRA, and then once I started getting became the Deathland Pottage, when I realized, okay, I need help getting my website design looking right, so they would help me get my pictures right, and they would help me format my text on the web browser so that way the website would work. Because that is one thing for me is I am also – I've been doing web development since I was in college. So it was always nice. Anytime I would go viral is to have the ability to build a website and then be able to call IRA and say, all right, now let's make this pretty. Here's all the text and here's all the code that I've already figured out. And now let's make it pretty and then we'll make it accessible as we're building it. And that was kind of the process that I would do because – with IRA, they don't really know how to make accessible websites, but I would check it with the screen reader and then make sure it wasn't harsh on my eyes. And then that really would just make the website really nice and pretty and accessible and easy to use. And another thing that I really find really interesting using IRA is going into new environments, like you talked about, Evan, is taking IRA and you really only need it once or twice, maybe three times, to learn a new environment. Because then, especially if you're using a cane, I found this is a little bit more harder with a guide dog. And when the first few years of using IRA, I had a guide dog. And I tell you, that dog wants to do one thing, and IRA is telling you to do another. And their conflict. So, and so I found myself, I'll never forget the day. I bruised my shin so bad. My dog went left and I was trying to go right because Ira was telling me to go right, but my dog went left and I didn't follow the dog. So I ran right into the bench. It was brutal. Ouch. And so, as a whole, I learned the new environments. And, like, for example, I was in Louisiana a couple of weeks ago and by myself. And I was like, you know, I don't want to, I just need to learn. So we would just walk around the hotel and learn where everything was. I felt where the different carpets are and the tiles and the sounds and all the different things. So I could just do it on my own the next time. And I nailed it. And so I think those are some of the key things behind it. And what's really cool now is that you can start watching sports with it. So if you want to, yeah,
that's cool.
So there's different state, ballparks that you can go to that have IOWA
free access locations.
Yeah. So you can go there and watch some sports and, obviously you can do shopping with it. You can do banking. Oh, yeah. So,
That's kind of the nice thing about Ira too, because they've for the longest time, at least since I've been an explorer, they've had these access locations, and it could be anything from airports to they had like AT&T stores specifically, and I was trying to get them to do Best Buy because I know it would be dangerous. But yeah, it's really cool because you can, you know, if depending on location, you can go and use Ira completely free of charge. So
yeah,
it's super cool. And, you know, they've gone through some transitions. You know, they went from the old Ira to now the Ira Explorer app.
Yep.
I've
talked to Troy a few times and I said, hey, man, come on. I like your old app a little bit better, but there are some good things about the new app, though.
And, really good things, in fact.
So let's kind of go down that path about.
Well, no, because.
Go ahead.
Well, okay, no, really good things, in fact, because a couple weeks ago, I opened up my Ira app and I found a new tab at the bottom, and it piqued my curiosity, and it was really cool, and it was called Access AI, and so I looked into it. And I found out that Ira has rolled out a new beta called Access AI that you can any Ira Explorer, even if you're on a free account, you can sign up for this beta. You just got to fill out a little form with some, you know, just, you know, a little bit of personal info about yourself and how you plan to use it, and then they will give you access to this AI feature. So, yeah, you know, Calvin, can you tell us a little bit about AI? Have you gotten a chance to play with that feature?
I personally have not played with it yet, but I know I know a lot of people at Ira. I'm actually a video maker for them. So
that's cool.
And so, but one of the things that I fully understand, like, it's the speed behind their version of AI, unlike like some of the other apps that are out there, like Envision and CNAI and some of those others. Like it's just quick.
Fast.
And it's got stuff that behind it of making it more user friendly. So when you're on the go and you need to get that data, you're not sitting there for a minute or two to get there. I know you're using it, and is this true? Like, this is what I've been told. So is this true to you?
Oh, it's true. I actually did. I signed up for the beta probably a little over a month ago, and I got access to it about a little more than a week later. And yeah, I've been playing around with it, and it's got a lot of cool features and differences that honestly that actually do set it apart from other competitors.
Well, I mean, what would you say is some of the use cases that you're finding yourself using the AI over just using a human being?
Honestly, if I want to just get really quick descriptions of something, like if I want to see what the temperature is set to on my thermostat, for instance, I can just go up and open the Ira app and click Explore. And then in the Explore screen, you actually have, you know, you've got a few different controls that, You can upload photos from your phone's gallery and have them retroactively describe. You can just do kind of a quick capture and send. And the nice thing is it will know if it'll know if it needs to use the flash or not. It'll focus it and then take the picture. Or you can actually do this interesting thing called detailed capture and send. So it kind of, that one will basically allow you to take the picture, but I think you can actually ask like a lead up question first to prompt the AI to describe something very specific. If you know what you're taking a picture of, you know, you don't have to take the picture first and then ask the question later.
So are you asking the question by voice or are you asking the question by text?
It's text. It's like it's a little text box. It looks like an SMS kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But what was super impressive though that I found was the speed of it.
Yeah.
I'm used to most AI description apps that I've used. Actually, no. Pretty much all other AI description apps that I've used, it takes, you know, anywhere from 15 seconds to even a full minute sometimes to come back at you with a description. But this thing, I took the picture and maybe a little more than 10 seconds later, I had a great detailed description of it.
Mm-hmm. And you know, what's interesting is in the early days of Aira, they were working on an AI system that would do kind of what Envision did and so forth, and they took it away, and now they brought it back, and it seemed like from what you're explaining, it's coming back really a lot better than some of the competitors out there, and I'm finding this really interesting because it's truly like Aira has always been one of those companies that. They thought out of the box and they figured out how to make it work, and now they're bringing in things that are already in existence, and then they make it work with their system. And I'd be curious to see, like, are they going to bring a kind of a combo where you get a description and you're like, I'm not sure if that's correct, and then it gives you an opportunity to ask the human, and then on the other side of it, a human can say, yeah, this is what you're seeing, or no, this isn't what you're seeing, and they can type out what the response is, or they say you want to call, you want to text, or something like that, and so I could see that being a really helpful situation, especially if you want to be more quick and efficient, and they have somebody available to pull that off.
You know? Yeah, and I think they actually have that kind of as like a feature. I know. Sometimes the AI response will actually if it can't provide certain information, it will actually recommend that you call an Aira agent.
Yeah.
But there is a button in the in that same window that just says call an Aira agent. Now I don't know if and this could be something to consider adding. I don't know if the agent will have access to the existing photos that you've already taken or not.
Mm-hmm.
That is the one thing I haven't figured out.
So that is an interesting question. If you're doing in the app, so there's a couple of things behind the Aira. So if you take a picture inside the app, then yes, it will be on their server. So and it'll be in your Google Drive
area. Your Aira Drive, yeah. Effectively is what it is. Yeah. Your gallery.
Yeah. And so you it'll be there. Like anytime I take pictures or whatever, I can either choose to email it to myself or oh, by the way, did you know that all the pictures on my website at deaflinepotter.com is all shot by Aira and edited by me talking with Aira to make it work? So that's a whole other thing. So we use my phone, take some pictures, we crop it up to nice and pretty, and then put it up on the website. So
another use case for Aira as exactly. A photographer.
Yeah, because I mean, how often we get frustrated when we take a picture of a product that we're going to sell and we can't get it up online or whatever. And it's the same thing with like making Instagram posts. You're going to make pictures and so forth. And
selling things on eBay. Even.
Exactly. So there's so many ways to use Aira. But back to our conversation with Aira.
Access AI
is this is going to be a game changer for people that are fairly tech savvy in their environment. So, for example, like me, when I go to the airport, using Aira AI to be able to do that and just let it say, I only want to see gate numbers. So it'll be A and then a number. So if you see anything other than like A and a number, I don't want to hear any of that. So it just processes the data, tells me this is A1, A2, A3, and I just keep walking. And then that way I can process the different gates and go to different locations. The other thing is you probably can even do some stuff with this regards to your environment, where you know that you need to find a McDonald's and that bus stop for you is within a certain area. And so you just have your phone up and you're looking for the next McDonald's, and then, oh, that's the street I need to get off of. And then you get off there. I mean, it's because sometimes the bus drivers don't announce the stops, you know? And so,
no, not always. Sometimes they're, you know, their system will kind of break or go down, and you need to find improvise and find, yep, a solution. Now, here's a thought too. You know, right now, Access AI, the way it is, it just uses your camera. But wouldn't it be interesting? And if they pulled this off, this would be the first of its kind. It would be interesting, though, if it were able to not only integrate with your camera, but integrate with the rest of the dashboard that agents have. So you get your GPS and your battery. And, you know, that would be kind of interesting.
It would be, especially like, let's just combine a couple of things here. If we were to take the navigation component, say I want to know where all the buses are at this spot,
and their numbers
and what time they're coming. I mean, especially on the weekends, you know.
Ooh, now we're getting real deep.
Yeah, right. So and then you don't have to go do your research. Like, that'd be great. Be like, that'd all right. And then
game changer.
And especially if you could just talk to it, because if you could just talk to it, you'd be like, oh yeah, I want to know all the this bus here, and I need to know blah blah blah, and then go over here. The other thing is the interesting idea to do the same thing, because, you know, if you have Aira, you can put your Lyft account on there and it'll order a Lyft for you.
It can help you find a Lyft, because that's the cool thing. If you Aira explorers out there, or prospective Aira explorers, haven't heard this yet, you can link your Lyft account and they'll help you find your rideshare. It's awesome.
And they can keep track of it. The only thing they can't do, and it's always been my pet peeve, is that they can't text or call the driver for you. You still have to do that. But if they call you, then you actually got to work out your phone, make sure you don't hang up on the agent.
So, most of them do. But Kelvin, earlier you brought up a good point about being able to talk to the Aira Access AI, and that is the reality of this is it's right now the way this system works is, you know, you take a picture and send. You know, it does not it just simply it cannot process a live video feed right now. But it would be cool eventually in the future if it were kind of just like a virtual agent. Now, of course, absolutely keep the option of having an agent around, because, you know, there's so many things that it just can't do yet.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's where this is where that rubber meets the road. I feel like we're going to get to 90% of what AI can do for us in the world, but we still need a 10% human being behind us to get us through the rest of the way. I mean, it's the same thing with the autonomous vehicles. Like, they just don't think that we're going to ever get to a point right now where the autonomous vehicles can get us all the way to 100% without needing a human.
We'll get there eventually, though. But, you know, it requires 100% right now of a human to make, unless you ask your computer to do it, is our sandwich of the week. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Well, honestly, I don't have one yet. So actually, no, I do. But since I kind of put it that way, And I always do this.
I'm a little nervous on this one. I mean, I'm hoping it's not something too crazy out there. I mean,
it's actually boring.
If it popped in your mind, you're like, oh boy, I'd like to see where that goes.
Nah, but since you're in the hot seat, what's your sandwich of the week?
So I'm going with a hot dog sandwich. So you, it's, I tell you, get some good old hot dog. We'll keep it PG, and we'll get some hot dog links and cut them up in half, and then put some ketchup on there and some other stuff on there, and put it in the oven for about five minutes. Bring it out. There you go. And if you add a little bit of chili on top of that, now you got yourself a chili sandwich with hot dogs.
A chili dog sandwich actually, believe it or not, doesn't sound too bad. Imagine like if you ground it up into like a I don't know. That just makes me think of – actually, okay. Retract that. I retract that statement immediately. Let's just forget I ever said that.
Oh man.
So my sandwich is nowhere near as exciting as yours or improvised or whatever, but it is something I'm gonna have for lunch tomorrow. I was hanging out at a buddy's last night, and we were trying to figure out what we wanted to eat, and I wanted sandwiches, but I didn't want to get Chiba Hut. As much as I love them, they're kind of expensive.
Yep.
So we went with Subway. And pretty much any time I've had Subway, I've always gotten a cold cut because it's just what I'm used to.
Yep.
But I got a buffalo chicken, and it is freaking delicious.
So was it $5? $5 foot long?
$5 foot long. No, it was not a $5 foot long. Actually, it was an expensive foot long, kind of more than $5. I don't know, but I took a lot of the stuff off it because I really just wanted like really saucy chicken and bread and cheese, and it was great. And I have another half, so I don't have to make lunch tomorrow. So
all right, well, that's the way to go about it, man.
Absolutely. Well, Access AI is definitely a really cool new innovation, and I really am excited to kind of see where it goes, you know, in the future. And, you know, eventually I do have the feeling we are going to see more innovations with we're definitely going to see more innovations with it, but eventually probably a live agent, hopefully access to the GPS and battery data. But yeah, Kelvin, what do you kind of hope to see from Access AI in the future?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, I want to see it become available in real time. And the other thing is be able to give voice to it, so I can talk to it as we are moving along through things. It's going to take some serious processing power, and I think the new iPhones coming out, I think we're going to have that ability, but it's still, I think we're not quite there yet technically with regards to technology to be able to be fast enough on board to be able to do all that stuff. So we'll see.
We're getting close. And now I don't want to go too deeply down this rabbit hole. In fact, I'm going to just dance around it. But imagine being able to choose your agent. Like, you know, if I could have like the airport described by like a surfer dude, like, dude, you're totally standing in the middle of this like big airport and there's all these people around and it looks like somebody's coming up behind you and is about to like grab you and stuff. Yeah, that would be kind of funny.
Oh man, you got me the story out there. Oh man. We should stop. All right, man. I got bad ideas in my mind. Oh, man.
It's fun to go down this rabbit hole already. So, we all hope you enjoyed listening to this humorous episode, and it's definitely pretty a lot of laughs in today's recording for sure. But
for sure,
absolutely. Well, as a reminder to everybody, our Aftersight Audio Trekkers hike is coming up in July 27th at the Myers Gulch Trailhead. on Flagstaff Road. And yeah, you can register for that at aftersight.org/hike. And if you're sighted, you'd like to volunteer to be a guide or whatever it might be, you can also register for that as well. And if you got feedback for any of our podcast hosts or any of our shows, always feel free to email feedback@aftersight.org or ring 720-712-8856. With that being said, I'm Evan Starnes. This is Kelvin Crosby.
Plug in.
And we'll see you next week.